My focus was language development in children with intellectual disability and autism, specifically Fragile X syndrome, Down syndrome, and autism spectrum disorders. I spent a lot of time actually working on intervention for pragmatic aspects of language, maintaining topics, not interrupting, being able to tell stories and ask questions. It's actually a pretty common problem in kids who have visual impairment. And that's what I loved. And when I came here and interviewed for the program and spoke with Joanne Roberts, who was my mentor and who did her research out of FPG, she was doing the Fragile X Down syndrome research, which, of course, those are kids with intellectual disability. And the part of the project that she was about ready to start and really wanted someone to take a big role in was looking at their pragmatic aspects of language. So that particular project just seemed like the perfect fit for me, in line with what I was interested in clinically, but then, also I learned just so much more. We're comparing boys with Fragile X, boys with Down syndrome, and typically developing boys, and actually two groups of boys with Fragile X, since Fragile X is the most common known genetic cause of autism. We have in our studies both boys with Fragile X with autism, boys with Fragile X without. So that's always a nice comparison to make.